As Governor Andrew Cuomo plots a return to normalcy in New York, much of his planning is contingent on a new app called the Excelsior Pass that New Yorkers would put on their smartphone to indicate that they've been vaccinated for COVID-19 or tested negative for the virus in the past 3 days. While a potentially convenient way to safely open up aspects of life that have been off limits for the past year, the digital solution also raises some ethical and practical concerns. To discuss the issue, we spoke Monday morning to Alicia Ouellette, President and Dean of Albany Law School, who was appointed last fall to the governor's COVID-19 vaccine distribution and implementation task force. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
When you heard about the Excelsior Pass that the governor was launching, what was your immediate reaction?
So my first reaction was actually to get out my smartphone and get my pass. I was excited. I have been very interested to see how we can reopen New York, and I think this is going to be part of the solution.
What was that experience like of getting your pass? Was it easy and quick?
It was, and I was part of it was curiosity for me. So I have been lucky enough to receive both doses of the vaccine, and I wondered what the mechanism for certification that I had the vaccine would be. And what happened was I was able to just hop on my phone and put in the dates when I received the vaccine. There's some screening questions, and you're given a little menu of dates to ask: when was your first dose or when was your second dose? Where was it? What kind of vaccine did you get? And when I answered those questions correctly, my pass popped up and I was able to download the app and have it appear on my phone. So it was very fast and easy. And the data came from the state system that had my record of my vaccine.
Have you had an opportunity to deploy the Excelsior Pass yet?
No, I have not.
So you haven't been taking in any of the Knicks games at Madison Square Garden?
Not yet.
Gotcha. So by now, I think we're all used to seeing signs at businesses that you have to wear a mask and maybe even get your temperature taken to enter. And I think we all accept and recognize that that's part of the state's authority to regulate public health and ensure that, you know, we're keeping New Yorkers safe. Is it that same sort of authority that gives the state to impose a requirement like the Excelsior Pass or any other sort of proof of vaccination or a negative test to engage in certain activities that are opening up now?
First, I think it's important to note that the Excelsior Pass is purely optional. No one has to use it, and it's not being required yet. There are some requirements that the governor has imposed for big venues that they will need to collect proof of either a vaccine or a negative COVID test when they have crowds coming in. And the Excelsior Pass will be a tool that they can choose to use or not, and that citizens can choose to be a part of or not. And no one is going to be required to use this Excelsior Pass if someone wants to show a different kind of proof of vaccination status or of a negative COVID test. They'll be able to do that as well. But to your question about, you know, is there authority to require vaccination legally? It's something that states could do. We haven't, and even the potentially, you know, broader. But at this point, we have not seen any kinds of legal requirements that people be vaccinated. What we're starting to see is some private industries or employers deciding that they are going to require vaccines. So recently, Cornell University, Rutgers University, and some other smaller colleges have announced that they're going to require vaccines for their populations to return in the fall. The bigger venues, as you mentioned, Madison Square Garden, for the bigger events, the state is requiring that if you're going to be participating in a bigger event, you'll either need to have proof of vaccination status or a negative COVID test.
And that stems from their ability to regulate public health?
Yes.
When you are on the Excelsior Pass and you're entering, you know, information, and, you know, as it sits there on your phone, and like you said, you haven't used it yet, do you have any concerns about privacy as it comes to the information you're sharing on this and how information that it's being collected, like your personal information or, you know, where you're going, because, you know, you're going to have to check in places potentially. Any concerns about how that's being used or that it's not protected enough?
So I'm not particularly concerned about that. The information is already in the system. If people got vaccinated in New York, the CDMS system, when you got your vaccine, someone checked you in online, and that's where the information is held. And the pass on your phone simply is a QR code that's scannable that reflects the vaccination status or the negative test, whichever you've entered. The question of privacy has come up. You know, we've seen in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is banning vaccination passes, what he's calling passports, saying that it's unacceptable to allow the government or the private sector to require people to show proof of vaccine, that somehow that could harm patient privacy. The health records are protected separately. The fact of your vaccination status is something that can be a key to entry. And a person, like I said, in New York can get a negative COVID test if they want to go, say, you know, see a game at Madison Square Garden. Is it possible that, you know, it does reveal something about you, right? If you have the pass and you scanned in, it's telling people that you have received a vaccine. How private is that information? I think that's up to each individual.
You're listening to the Capital Press Room, and we're discussing the recently launched Excelsior Pass, a digital app for smartphones that lets you prove you were vaccinated for COVID-19 or recently tested negative for the virus. And our guest is Alicia Ouellette, President and Dean of Albany Law School, who was appointed last fall to the governor's COVID-19 Vaccine Distribution and Implementation Task Force. New Yorkers without a smartphone who are either vaccinated or test negative recently can enter that information at home and print out a QR code that can be scanned, much like their smartphone. And, you know, you also have that card that everyone's been, you know, sharing on social media. That's your proof of vaccination as well. Do you feel like those are adequate accommodations for people without smartphones? You know, considering if you do that printing at home route, you're going to need access to the internet and a printer, and I guess be relatively tech savvy to be able to navigate, you know, just a basic website.
I mean, this is one of the core issues, the equity issue in the vaccine rollout and in how you use the fact of a vaccine, that there are populations, including low-income populations and populations of racial minorities, where the rates of vaccination are lower because of structural problems. And the use of technology as the proof of vaccine could potentially exacerbate that issue. The problem of lack of equity in vaccine distribution is something that we see New York and other states working hard to address. There's a real need to get vaccinations into the places where people who don't have access to technology live. And so that requires something other than these big mass vaccine sites. And with respect to the Excelsior Pass in particular, that is an easy way, an efficient way for people who have smartphones and technology to show their proof of vaccine. But at least for now, the vaccine card that we all get, and like you said, everyone shows on social media, is another way to show proof of vaccine. But I think that's going to be part of the conversation going forward. Is that going to be good enough? And part of what, you know, we're seeing people get those vaccine cards laminated so that they're able to use them. So this is going to be a continuing challenge.
Any other legal or ethical issues that come to mind when you think about the Excelsior Pass and how it's being set up and how it might be relied upon in the future as we have this return to normalcy?
I think that at least for right now, where you've still got a supply issue with respect to vaccines, that the use of this technology, again, sort of privileges those lucky enough to have been vaccinated. So there continues to be that. The other question is really about what about people who object to vaccine on religious or philosophical grounds? And does the requirement, and this right now, it's really private venues that are going to be requiring vaccine, but does the requirement that you need a vaccine, you need proof of vaccine to say go to a restaurant if that were to happen, or to go to a big wedding, which is currently the case in New York, you need to show that proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test. Are there accommodations that can or will be made for people with philosophical or religious objections? And there's a pretty rich debate ethically about the importance, you know, what is an individual's responsibility to the whole to keep our population safe? And we know that vaccines do that. And so there is an argument that even someone that has a philosophical objection, if they want to make a choice to not get vaccinated, that they're going to have to live with some limitations from that choice. On the other hand, there is an argument that there is individual freedom in this country, and individuals should be able to make the decision about whether or not to get vaccinated without any consequences. So, you know, that debate exists, and we're really seeing that play out in Florida. It's interesting in Israel, which is a country that has done probably the best job in the world in getting its population vaccinated. It used something similar to the Excelsior Pass. It is using it. It issues something called green passes. It's citizens who are vaccinated, and the green pass is necessary in Israel to get into gyms and theaters and restaurants and bars and hotels. And this requirement imposed by Israel has really improved vaccine uptake, so that those individuals who are hesitant for whether it was religious or philosophical reasons are starting they want to be able to participate and go to theaters and restaurants, and they're getting vaccinated. So the choice to encourage vaccines through these kinds of sort of simple technological tools is one that we'll see. I think we're going to see a real patchwork in our country over this, and there will be states that really do encourage vaccine through these kinds of mechanisms, and then we'll see other places, as we're seeing in Florida, where it's much more left, where there's a bending to sort of the individual freedom argument.
Well, we've been speaking with Alicia Ouellette. She is president and dean of Albany Law School, who was appointed last fall to the governor's COVID-19 Vaccine Distribution and Implementation Task Force. Alicia, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.